Lead.
Right, right. No, moreover, it's worth mentioning here, because this argument is made so often, the inestimable economist John Lott ran a study to try to determine if organizations gave to politicians they agreed with because they agreed with them, or to change their votes. And whether politicians were in fact affected by that. And what he looked at was how politicians voted after they had decided to never seek office again, so when they were lame ducks. And interestingly, they were more likely to vote the way the various special interests, they're called special interests, is the NRA, I guess that's a special interest. It's always assumed to be an invidious force, but what if you just support the individual right to bear arms? Well, you're going to give to politicians who agree with that. So when the only attempt to actually scientifically study the problem, and liberals claim they're slaves to science, the evidence goes the other way. That is to say, unless you have a governor on the phone talking about how much a Senate seat is worth.
Right, exactly. By the way, John Lott, if John Lott had the wind at his back of the liberal press, his book would have gone past Freakonomics at the speed of light. That man takes figures and makes them so salient and cogent. I think he's an undiscovered treasure in this culture.
Yes, and it's amazing how difficult it's been for him to get a job. I do think he's the best economist in the country, but he writes, for example, More Guns, Less Crime, and suddenly he's the bête noire of the left.
Right.
Speaking of victims, he's a real victim.
Right.
Would never claim by people pretending to be victims.
Yes, but would never claim it, by the way.
Right. That's how you can always tell the real victims. They never claim they're victims.
No, they don't. Jerry in Milwaukee. Jerry.